The following podcast is recorded and produced by the Podcast Precinct in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com. The Podcast Precinct. Consistency, creativity, culture.
Okay, now I'm ready. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Saturday Night Theater Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Swartz.
And I'm your other host, Alex.
And today we have a special guest on who has been saving himself for this exact moment. We have Callum Antonio here.
Ooh. Hello.
We just are straight off of... this podcast is so important to us that... we are hot off of a weekend trip to Sandusky, Ohio, Cedar Point.
Ooh.
And we literally just got out of the car and came here.
Wow. Yeah.
Pit stop at DJ's house.
Yes.
And then we came over here.
Yeah.
But ready to roll.
Nice.
Ready to roll. We're always ready for it. Our fans are so...
Shout out to the fans.
You guys are why we keep going. And we're going to bring more.
I can see the passion in his eyes.
I don't think my headphones are working.
At least for me.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, I'm fine then.
Okay.
Trust the process.
I might just have like a head cold or something.
A lot of people are sick lately. Yeah.
Dude, I slept so much. It was great. I slept a whole... If I'm not driving, I'm sleeping in the car.
Oh, yeah, because the vibration puts you asleep.
So I was asleep the whole way back.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Did you stop at Waffle House? Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we got Waffle House last night.
We got Waffle House. We got Mellow Mushroom Pizza. Oh. Jenna, if you're listening to this, I have your slice.
She'll probably have it by now when she's listening to this.
We don't see her till Tuesday.
Oh.
Maybe this is supposed to
be some bad pizza.
Yeah,
I'll freeze it. I'm going to freeze it.
All right, okay.
Yeah. We did everything. We did it all, and then we went to Cedar Point.
Yeah.
Cedar Point was fun. Nice. All right, so let's get into the beef. I have beef that's like boiling out of me right now that I'd love to talk about.
Okay, you go.
Okay, first I'll do my veggie.
Oh, okay.
I had a great weekend with my buds, and it started like obviously we did all Cedar Point, but it started Friday night. What did I do Friday night? Thanks for asking. I went to Titanic at J710.
How was that?
It was good. It was fun. The music was really, really good.
Yeah.
The arrangement of the singing was fantastic. But I went with Trevor and I went with Michaela, both cast in Jesus Christ Superstar. That is our Judas and our Mary Magdalene. So shout out to those two.
Woo!
So we were there Friday night, and this is where I transition into my beef. We're watching... It's like a concert version of Titanic.
Okay.
So it's like they're not like actually completely acting this stuff out on a boat. And obviously Titanic is a very sad story.
Yes.
So like as an audience member, you should be prepared to like sit there and take in what these actors, singers, whatever you want to call them, are giving you. And about, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 minutes into it, somebody opened the... an industrial-sized bag of candy, maybe. And the whole time, all you hear is... Like, genuinely the whole time. And, like, as an usher, what are you doing standing there letting that happen?
Especially at, like, Shays 710. Like, I know they're, like, a subgroup, but, like, that's, like, pretty professional, right?
Yes.
So, like...
And they're on... If they see anybody recording, they're on it. Like, they're always running to them. That's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah.
But this... lunatic was going crazy with this bag for the entire show, and they're singing like, oh my god, the ship is sinking, we're dying, and you hear, I'm like, okay, first off, you're stupid, second off, you're heartless. Like,
yeah,
this is a real story about real people that are dead. They're dead because the ship sunk, right? and you're all you're thinking about is whatever the hell you got in that bag. I don't know what it was a bag of. If it was something that you needed for your health, then stay home.
I thought you were going to be like, then that's okay.
No, absolutely not okay. Then stay home. Don't go outside if that's the problem.
They're like, probably too oblivious. They didn't even realize they were causing
nothing.
Noise.
They're like,
this is good.
They've got nothing in their head.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I was very tempted to just stand up. I leaned over and said this to Michaela during it. Tempted to just stand up and launch my program.
Were they close by?
I couldn't. Yeah. So we were kind of close. So we were on the right side. If you've ever been there and you're looking at the stage, I'm on the right side, right by the wall, right by the exit.
Okay.
Kind of close to the front, kind of. But there's that aisle that divides that split us from being real close. Ryan and Jill were up behind us, but like a little more center. Somewhere in between us is where they were. So there's quite a few seats in between us. But we were talking about it afterwards and narrowed it down to that. So I looked. Like, my head would snap over, and I'm looking to see any movement. I didn't see any. But, like, obviously somebody's doing something, mm-hmm. right? Because I can't hear this man singing about, oh, my God, I'm dying. The ship is sinking. I can't get off because there's no lifeboat. And you hear this. Like, don't go to theater.
And also, 710 isn't super huge, right? It's not like the main
it's not, No, yeah, it's not like Shay's size. But it's a good size place for sure. And that it ruins it for everyone.
Yeah.
It really, really does. So again, like, think about what you're doing. I'm so crazy about noises to begin with that I don't make a peep during a show. I try not to cough. I try not to sneeze. I try not to do any of that. So I don't know. Be self-aware, people. What are you doing that you're going to go to a theater and watch that and have something that size? It's insane to me. And also, a suggestion, anyone from Shay 710 listening to this, don't allow people to bring their food and drink into the theater, because after intermission happened, you heard a lot more of it.
Mm.
Do they sell concessions there?
Yes.
Okay. So it wouldn't really matter, right? Unless they, like, patrol.
I mean, just have the ushers, like, standing outside the doors, be like, all right, bring your drink? Okay, fine. But, like, let's not bring an industrial-sized bag of popcorn in. I don't know if they have popcorn or not, but like whatever this person had was the loudest thing. And it's like, that's like the most disrespectful thing you can do. If you are going to any theater event, if you're going to see your child's second grade graduation, be aware of how obnoxious of a human being you are.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. That could be like, if I don't eat this candy right now, I'm going to die. Then either die or stay home. Let's not open it in the middle of a show. That's where I'm at. So, people listening, just think. Use your brain. Is this loudness going to affect the people around me, or is it going to affect the people on stage that have worked their butts off for the show? Because, yes, it did.
Yeah. There's plenty of times, like, in our theater, too, there's people chomping at something, and you can hear everything. Like, the actors on stage, like, even in the last show, Lottie and Bernice.
Yeah.
Like, your mom and dad will talk about hearing it and stuff.
Yeah. It's like, what are you possibly unwrapping? It's always unwrapping something.
Yeah.
And it's like, it can't be a cough drop. You can't be that stupid and, like, unable to open a cough drop without making noise. Like, you can't. I promise you it wasn't a cough drop. It had to be a sub.
No. Sub.
I think the elderly folk in the audience were probably responsible for those. And I think cough drop might be responsible, you know, something like that.
I just want to record it. Get a recording of it one of these times. I've never in my life opened anything that loud in my life, let alone the smallest little open it.
Or one of those, like, hard candies, maybe.
I mean,
like,
okay.
A bag of, like, a peppermint
Sun
or something.
Sun Chip bag? Those are pretty
loud. Okay, but
loud.
If you're eating a Sun Chip bag during my show, leave.
Because I see the wrappers, like, when we were clean, like, before the next show, I would see, like, the little paper, plastic wrappers. And so, like, they're definitely, like, some hard candy. I don't know if they're cough drops, but...
So I have an idea for you. If you need a cough drop during a show, you need whatever, either go outside, open your candy, if you can't open it quietly... And then pop it outside, come back in, and enjoy the show, right? And then don't chew on it, because if you chew on it, you're going to affect everyone around you.
You can also have that cough spray.
Yeah,
spray the back
or
of your
just
throat.
Like, don't cough.
Just hold it in.
Okay,
but like, if you have a coughing fit, that's one thing. But if you're already expecting to cough, like...
When we went to support Vanessa's show, Importance of Being Earnest, I had to cough so bad at one point, and I, like, because I was coming off of, like, a cold, and I was trying everything not to cough.
Yeah.
And like I was thinking about like having to like stand up and like go outside because like I just needed to cough real bad, and I was like doing like the muffle cough, sort of like that, trying to hold it in. It was horrible. I was trying so hard not to cough.
But see, getting up and leaving, you know what? I'm having a coughing fit. Let me go out and leave. Now you're thinking.
Yeah.
If everyone just thought, just use your brain. It's the same with opening a hard candy. If you're going to open one, then open it.
Yeah.
Literally just open it instead of like peel each wrinkle back, because we hear every wrinkle that you're peeling.
They're trying to be quiet about it, and they're being louder.
Let me be quiet. And just like it is mind numbing to me that you can't go 2 hours without having a little snack or something. Just go 2 hours without it. I am a big guy. I'm a big person. I enjoy to eat. Mm-hmm. I promise you. And I could go 2 hours. I can go a 2 hour play without eating something.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's real easy. Think about the food after. Maybe the show is so bad that you think about the food after. That's great. That gives you something to look forward to. Or eat before. Then you're nice and full and you can intake more stuff. It's just, you don't need to be opening chips or popcorn or anything during a show. You don't.
I back the beef.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Who else has beef?
I can go next.
Okay.
My beef, probably the sun.
What?
All right.
We were at Cedar Point yesterday, and I asked for sunscreen. I asked if anyone brought sunscreen, because I did not, which is my fault. But I was like, did anyone bring sunscreen? And nobody responded. Everyone's like, no, I didn't. We get into the park, and Ben's like, yeah, I brought sunscreen, but I left it in the car. And I'm like, man, come on. I needed the sunscreen.
Ben's like, you know how pale he is.
He's like, yeah, I don't need it. I'm fine, but I brought it. I was like, I asked if someone brought it. And so we're out there all day in the sun. And like the first ride, we're in the line for 2 hours, which sucked. But,
oh, my God.
Like, I don't know, like 30 minutes in, I'm like, I'm going to get sunburned. I told everyone, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting sunburned. I can feel it already. And as you can see, I am sunburned.
Does it hurt when you touch?
No, it's not too bad. Like it's a light sunburn.
Okay.
Maybe a little tan. I don't know. but that night I was sunsick a little, and I had a horrible headache. And it also was probably like the rides, like a combination of both. Yeah. And like my allergies were bad. And so I just had like,
okay,
a horrible
headache.
Okay,
but let's get to the other part of all this, right?
No,
we're out
no,
in the
stop,
sun.
Stop, stop.
We're out in the sun all day.
Me like this.
I've known Callum for quite a few years now. And I don't think I've ever seen this man drink a drop of water.
Oh.
Except for football. I do drink water
you
for football.
You drink Gatorade?
No. I drink water for football, except when I get Gatorade. But, like, I don't get Gatorade often. Like,
okay.
I haven't gotten Gatorade for football since, like, I don't know, maybe, like, first or second Sportsplex Bowl.
Okay.
But, like, I usually drink water, like, on the regular for football. But not,
well,
never,
either way, yeah. You're
not nearly as much as I should, though.
You don't drink water as, like, a normal human being.
Right.
It's, like, a week, maybe once a week deal for you.
Nah, probably less.
Oh my God.
No, it's not okay. I should be dead. I probably should be dead.
Yeah, no, you should definitely be dead.
You just not like it? Or
yeah, I don't like the taste. But
taste? I mean, it's
exactly.
Just water.
But you just gotta like put it in. Just like, water's my favorite drink.
Yeah, I love water.
I like soda.
No.
It's pop. Well, here's it's pop, right? You're such a Buffalo guy. You love 716. You're in all that. It's pop.
Okay, and I can counter with, it's cheese and pepperoni, and you just say pepperoni when you order
pizza.
No,
but it's not, right? Because
it's a Buffalo thing, right?
No, that's not a Buffalo thing.
It is a Buffalo thing.
That's literally just, all right, if you're going to order pepperoni on a pizza,
I'll
have pepperoni.
And I'll say, when I'm calling to order a pizza, I'll say, can I get a cheese and pepperoni pizza? And they know exactly what you're talking about because it's a
well,
Buffalo
obviously,
thing.
Yeah, you're telling them everything. You might as well say, can I have...
But you could go like... If we ordered pizza today, if I would have asked for a cheese and pepperoni pizza, they would have given me two pizzas because they wouldn't have understood.
Wait,
no,
what?
They would not have.
Yes, that's happened before. Like when we've gone like...
Well, they would have given you cheese and pep...
Correct.
Like, separate.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's like how some... That's not how people order outside of Buffalo. This is like a very Buffalo thing. And like I know not everyone in Buffalo does it, but like there is a...
It's a stupid thing to do.
I'm just
It'd
telling
be like,
you.
Okay, I'm going to call Good Guys right now and I'm going to say, hey, Good Guys, could you lay out some dough, right? Could you put some tomato sauce
deep.
In it?
Not
could
that
you
deep.
Put some, sprinkle some cheese on it maybe? And then what if you put like the little circle things of meat on there?
This guy thinks he's like, Tony Pepperoni.
That's fantastic. All right, like that's a really good idea. Let's do it. You don't have to tell them everything to put on the pizza.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
I've never ordered
You could order a soda.
I've never ordered a pepperoni pizza in my life and they brought out just pepperoni on bread. It's never happened.
The thing is,
they're not going to do that.
The thing is,
but I feel like a lot of people do say cheese
yes,
and pep.
And like you can order it from somewhere here, say cheese and pepperoni, and they will understand what you are. Yeah.
I think they'll understand that everywhere. They'll be like, oh, yeah, the cheese comes on.
It has happened before where they have given me a cheese and a pepperoni pizza.
I've never had a pizza without cheese on it.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like you have to specifically say you don't want cheese on the pizza.
Right. I'd be like, no cheese, pepperoni. Then
I'm just saying,
now you're weird.
This is a Buffalo slang thing, just like pop.
Yeah, it's just cheese and pep. Yeah.
But pop makes sense, I feel, because soda pop.
Cheese and pepperoni, cheese on it.
Well, no, but, like, there's always cheese. There's never not cheese on a pizza. Even the old-fashioned or old whatever, they got Parmesan on there.
Leave a comment if you say cheese and pepperoni or just pepperoni.
Yeah,
support the beef.
Yeah, I'm interested in hearing
that. Do you drink pop every day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn, that's so bad for you.
I know. Yeah. Not looking good for my future.
No,
but
it's not.
We're living good in the moment.
We're living good in the moment.
And that's all that matters, you know?
That's big. I decided to limit myself to one pop a day. And then I started doing all this fun stuff, and then I'm like drinking.
You drink multiple a day?
Oh yeah.
Oh
like,
God.
I don't know. Let's see what happened today. Today I just had like, I think I only got one at the pizza place. I don't think they gave me a second one, but I did have a milkshake too afterward. So okay. I'm really living large here.
You have so much sugar in your body.
Yeah. Yesterday I had two at the theme park and one, maybe two at Waffle House. And that was all I drank yesterday. No, and then I had one at night.
Okay, so you're addicted.
I did have a little bit of water last night, though, when I had my headache, because I was like, I need something. But it was tap water, and it was horrible. So then I went down to the front desk to see if they had actual water or medicine. They had medicine, but they did not have actual water, surprisingly. They had So you took it with pop? Yeah, I got soda.
It's crazy.
And, hey, my headache went away, and I slept like a baby. But that's at like 2 a.m. Yeah. I don't know how I'm still functioning.
No. It's going to end soon, so we'll miss you.
We'll know why. Yeah. We'll know why, but
we'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's your veggie?
My veggie is probably just like doing the show, just like in general.
Did you give a veggie?
Yeah, he gave a veggie. Yeah.
I said I had a great time with my friends this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your veggie was first.
Jeez.
Sorry, my bad.
Oh,
I thought that was just a regular thing. Okay.
Not good enough.
No.
No, but doing the show has been just great. This is definitely like one of my top things that I'm ever going to do, and so I'm like really thankful to you for giving me the opportunity, and for everyone who auditioned, for making the show possible. We have a great cast, and I'm super excited to get into it.
That's real talk right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Allie, what about you?
What's up, Allie?
Okay,
it's been a while since I pulled that one.
It really has. My beef is re-rolling a garden hose back into, you know, original shape. I don't know.
You are such an old person.
Boomer licks.
It's only because my friend and I made our garden, and I'm sorry, it's just impossible to re-roll a garden hose.
Are you just like doing it like with your hand? Are you using a wheel?
No, there's no crank. There's no.
Well, do you like the around the elbow? Like you hold,
that's the way to do it.
Well, there's
the
a thing that we put it around, but I don't put it around my elbow first.
So I would probably put it around like the elbow, make it into like a circle, and then just hook it on.
I put it into a circle and it flips the other way. I don't know what to say.
It sounds like a skill issue.
It is.
If you don't have a crank, then there's no point putting it on anything other than a hook.
That's true.
So then like put it around your elbow and then put it on the hook.
I'll try the elbow trick.
Yeah,
I guess.
Just go. That's how we do extension cords.
Right.
Yeah, but extension cords don't, like, they're easy.
No. Extension cords are easier because they're, like, so much thinner.
Like, I'll roll it one way, and then it'll flip the other way, and then it's a whole thing.
But I've never had an extension cord that's not been tangled. So like,
right. Once you put it in, it always gets tangled.
Yeah. Still.
You just gotta accept that.
The hose is not gonna get tangled. It'll flip.
There are people who can do it. My dad will re-roll it until it's perfect, and I will just leave it
on the ground. I won't do that. Yeah. I'll do it once, and then if it sucks, it sucks.
Exactly.
That's real. You're going to use it again.
Yeah.
I know. I just wish I had that skill, but I guess I don't.
And what's your veggie?
My veggie is
Your garden?
No.
You get a load of this guy.
Veggies in the garden.
Friday night, Mustafa and I ordered wings, and we only ordered 10 because he was getting a fish fry. And they ended up giving us 25.
Ooh, where'd you go?
Steak. Caputi's.
Okay.
And we got Loganberry barbecue.
Oh my God, that is disgusting.
No, it was good.
I don't know about that.
They gave us 25.
Okay.
And we got 15 free. So yeah.
That is pretty
big. That is my veggie.
Wings are expensive.
I know. So thank you.
Shout out Caputi's for giving you free wings.
There's a lot of buffalo in there that I want to just tear apart for one second.
I wanted to try the Loganberry barbecue.
Yeah.
Sue me.
Okay, so Loganberry, that's a buffalo thing, correct?
Yeah.
I hate Loganberry. Disgusting. It's vile.
What?
It's way too sweet.
You've tried the drink, or are you talking about like Loganberry in general?
The drink.
Okay.
What's Loganberry in general?
Isn't Loganberry like an actual thing?
I thought it was just the drink.
It just tastes like 30 pounds of sugar.
I thought Loganberry was like a fruit or something.
I don't think there's a Loganberry.
I thought there was a Loganberry.
Wait. Who is Logan and why are we drinking
Mr. Berry?
I'm looking at Berry.
Me too.
I've never heard of it being an actual fruit.
Wait, I'm looking at a Loganberry right now.
Oh,
what?
Get a load of this guy.
It cannot be made from Loganberry.
Why is it just here, though?
Well, I think like Loganberry the drink is just like here. I don't know.
Okay, but it's artificial flavor.
Sure.
Okay.
But I'm not crazy.
All right, either way, it sucks. It's horrible.
It doesn't suck, but
no,
okay.
It's awful. It's an awful drink.
I'm indifferent.
Okay, so here are the buffalo
things. You're the one that drinks pop. You should have
an
opinion.
I like Coke and root beer.
Okay. Here are the buffalo things that I want to hear your feedback on, audience. First off, is it pop or is it soda?
Mm-hmm.
Second off, I forgot what the second one. Oh, is it cheese and pepperoni or just pepperoni? Right? Third, is it Loganberry? Like, is that good or is it not good? Because it's not good.
People are going to say
I don't know. I'm just like indifferent to it. Like
I don't get it often.
You can only get it like I guess in cans mostly, and then like the only couple places that have it are like Ted's. I feel like I went to Ted's.
Shout out to Anderson's
the other day. Yeah.
Shout out to Anderson's, but like I'm not like getting my Loganberry. Like I'm not going to Ted's just to get like Loganberry. You know, I'll get like a root beer.
Yeah, I don't get Loganberry often. It's like if someone has
that's why I'm indifferent to it. Like okay. We made Sean taste it though, and he said it was pretty good. So.
Sean is a friend from California for background.
Yep, there you go. And we got that from Mighty Taco. So Mighty Taco has it too.
Because Mighty Taco is a buffalo thing too.
Yeah. And then the other thing you said in there was you talk about wings. I'm not a wings person. And I told this to my supervisor the other day.
Crazy.
He had a hard time digesting that.
I think it's because you're a child. Like I know you're scared of the bones and stuff and you need your tendies, but
when I'm biting into a chicken wing,
mm-hmm.
and I see that fat vein running through it, it's a purple vein looking back at me.
Have you ever considered that you are a carnivore, like a hunter? Then this is like your human nature.
I want you to tell me how many times you've seen me on all fours naked in the wild hunting down a rabbit.
I don't want to see that.
Never. It's never happened. Right?
Didn't I just see you in the forest the other day?
Probably. I like to sit down somewhere, hand money to somebody to make me something so I don't have to hunt it down and chew it down myself.
I don't know, but I like holding it and like licking my fingers.
That's disgusting. Well, I'm not
licking my fingers.
No way you're eating wings and not licking your fingers.
Okay, here's the thing. Like I'm getting like lemon pepper, like a dry rub.
Okay.
And that's crazy. Lemon pepper wings might be the greatest thing. Like Barbell lemon pepper wings.
Okay, now
sponsor us, please sponsor us.
Now put lemon pepper on a chicken finger, like Fat Man's Pizza.
No.
It's delicious.
I do like lemon pepper chicken fingers, but I think the wings, and it also depends like where you get it. Like I think the lemon pepper sauce. I haven't tried the lemon pepper chicken fingers at Barbell, but like I think their sauce, their like dry rub, I guess, is better than Fat Man's. Like I prefer Barbell lemon pepper wing than a Fat Man's lemon pepper chicken finger.
Okay, but what if you put Barbell's?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like they have it there. I haven't tried it, but like wings are just—they're crazy. Like they're good.
I'm not gonna say that they're not tasty every now and again, but the people who are like buffalo, let's get wings and like crazy about
wings.
That's
all
it's
we
like,
have.
All right.
Guys. Dude, don't have much.
All buffalo has is good food. There are so many options of good food. You go anywhere else, you
can
get a chicken
finger.
Wings
is one of those foods.
Yeah, I agree. Wings is one of them because like you go to like other places and get wings and they're just not good.
But it's the same with chicken fingers and everyone just like forgets that.
I love chicken fingers.
You go elsewhere and you're like, all right, let me get a chicken finger. They'll say, I'll give you a chicken tender. And the chicken tender is this fat, disgusting. You bite into it and it's rubber.
I'm begging you to try Pat's chicken fingers with honey mustard sauce.
No,
I beg
I'm
you.
Doing that,
it's
bro.
So
Pat's?
Good. It's in Riverside.
Okay.
But like their honey mustard sauce is so good. I'm going to make you have like a bite if I ever get it. It's delicious.
Why won't you get it?
I'm
scared
like
of honey mustard.
No, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of any food. Look at me. Am I scared of food? No,
yes.
I'm not scared of food. I love food.
except that they have veins in them.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of a chicken wing, but when I see a vein looking back at me, it's like this.
How about you just don't look at it?
Haven't we gotten past
this? Bro's having a staring contest with this chicken wing.
Haven't we gotten past this point where I have to look at a vein in my food?
No.
It's the same with fried chicken. I pick up a piece of fried chicken and I'm grabbing a bone. Like, why am I grabbing a bone?
Oh, there is. You know, bone scared.
Why do I have a bone?
I like seeing that purple vein.
That's disgusting.
Have you ever gone to like a fair and seen like those big turkey legs?
That is vile.
I'm going to get you one next time.
We have evolved past that point.
Medieval times.
We don't need that anymore. We don't need that. Now imagine if you cut the meat off of there.
What do you mean by that?
You could cut the meat off of there and then you could eat something much more pleasant.
I don't support the turkey legs, but I do like KFC, like just fried chicken, wings. That's all good stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So let us know in the comments. Do you like biting into something and like looking at a vein and being like, wow, this thing existed and like blood pumped through this vein? If you like that, let me know.
Okay.
Let me know if you like
that. It's literally everything you eat. Yeah.
Okay. But when I'm looking back at a chicken finger, I'm not seeing a fat vein running through it. I'm not seeing it. There's no purple.
Do I care?
I do.
You know,
right?
I don't think any of my chicken fingers this weekend had a purple vein in them. So.
This guy had one bad experience.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's in every wing. Bite into any wing you have,
no,
and you're going to see the vein.
No,
yes,
way.
It is.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
I just had 25. There's no
one. No, but that's... I can't do this. That's literally that's it.
There's not always a vein.
Yeah, some chickens just don't have veins. No, it's in all
no,
of
they
them.
Do, but...
That's where they live.
That you particular... Do,
this guy probably eats the hot dog with no skin.
No, I don't.
Anderson's hot dog with no skin.
I don't get hot dogs from Anderson's. I get chicken fingers from Anderson's.
You get the hot dog from Ted's and then you walk
my
over
bad,
to
my
Anderson's.
All right. Are we done? Are we done with the buffalo?
Yeah, sorry.
Shout out Buffalo, my favorite place.
Okay. Here, I can't do this.
Number one city in the USA.
It's not. That's just not even close to true. It's like
Queen City.
To Queen what?
City of good neighbors.
Yeah.
All America
yeah,
city.
Yeah, good neighbors.
That's not a flex. None of this is a flex, like, or real.
I'm like, your high chair.
I want to know who went to every city and was like, you know what? Good neighbors live in Buffalo. Who did it?
All this guy does is complain.
I'm not complaining. I was
complaining
about
good
Buffalo.
Neighbors.
I can't
Looks like
say,
I'm not going to help you shovel your driveway next year.
I don't think I've ever had good neighbors on both sides of any house I've ever lived on. So,
well, you live in Wheatfield, so.
Yeah, I can't
can we move on now?
I would love to. Could we move on? Could
this
move
is your
forward?
Fault.
No.
Okay. Auditions for Jesus Christ Superstar were Tuesday and Wednesday. You guys can hear me?
Yeah.
You can
I don't have
clearly.
Headphones.
Yeah.
Test one, too?
Yeah.
I can't hear me in my headphones at all.
I can hear you. I can.
Can you talk in the microphone?
Hello?
Can you talk in the microphone?
Hi.
I can hear you guys. And I
can
hear
you.
Don't
hear
me at all in my headphones.
No, I hear you in
you
the headphones.
You hear me in the headphones?
Yeah.
This guy's mic's been muted the whole time.
Yeah, he's muted the whole time.
I don't want to record this whole episode and be like,
I swear I can hear you.
It's not here. All right, I'm trusting you. If the episode fails,
yeah,
it's
no,
on you.
Yeah, no, because when you went away, you just came back to the mic, you
yeah.
now come back.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can hear.
All right.
I have no input.
So, Tuesday, Wednesday, we had Jesus Christ Superstar auditions.
Jesus Christ.
It was...
Where was Alex?
Alex did not audition.
I didn't.
Ryan did not audition. Mm. So if you listen to the episode where I gave a very inspirational speech...
Yep.
I,
it made me cry.
I mean,
It made him cry.
It made me cry.
No way.
It made me cry hearing it,
into it.
And it made me cry that Ryan didn't audition. And it made me cry that you didn't audition.
Okay. I was planning on auditioning. Mm-hmm. I had a song. It was ready to go. Yep. I was going over it with Casey.
Casey auditioned. Shout out Casey.
I know.
Shout out Casey.
I know she auditioned. But last minute, I was told that I would be busy during one of the performances. So I was like, well.
Likely story.
Well, good to know you don't run your own life.
Good to know you're missing out on the most important thing in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I wanted to.
Well,
I was
song?
Ready.
What song did you have prepared?
You know, it was a Billy Joel song.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
He's got quite a few.
Yeah. I like Billy Joel.
I'm a huge Billy Joel supporter.
I don't know if this is one of his like better known ones, but Summer Highland Falls.
Never heard it.
Never
yeah,
heard
exactly.
Of it. She's got the deep track. I respect yeah. it, though.
I respect it. You're going to the B-side.
Yeah, exactly.
That's big stuff.
Yeah, I can audition on.
Right now?
No, show's closed.
Maybe next year.
We have an exclusive cast.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You think we just throw people in?
Jesus Christ. I think I'm good enough to just be in.
Okay. So let's go over our cast, shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we do it? So first off, let's start with the ensemble. We have a great ensemble of people. We had a lot of discussions on I don't know, I guess putting the cast together. So it was really, really tough to figure out who was going where. So the ensemble is just full of really, really talented people, which is always fantastic. It's great when you really have to discuss and really have to pick through people and decide. We recorded the audio for some of the auditions, and that was a monster help. So we played it back, we listened, kind of helped us pick our people. But yeah, I just want to point out that like the ensemble is full of crazy talent.
Yes,
which is awesome. And I also want to point out that going into it, I want to stress this as much as possible. I had nothing in my skull of
that's you every day.
Yeah, I had nothing in my skull of like, all right, who's Jesus? Do I have someone in mind for Jesus? No.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't have anybody in mind for Jesus or Judas or Mary or literally anybody in the show. So, like, that's scary.
Yeah.
It was definitely a scary feeling. But it all worked out.
Yeah.
It all worked out. So let's get right into it. As Simon, we have Jenna.
Shadow Jenna.
Woo!
Jenna is fantastic, and I think she could play Batman, and I would support the decision.
Yeah. She's got a great voice.
Her voice is insane. She can act. I love, yeah, she's incredible on stage.
Yeah, and Simon's such a fun character. I know she's going to have a lot of fun.
That song, with his song is so much fun.
Yeah, I can already picture her up there.
It,
and the faces and stuff she's going to be making.
Absolutely. And that this is also what I love about the cast list. So, like, pick this out as we go through it. We have such strong people at every role.
Yes.
Where it's like maybe at some point we were scared, like, all right, we'll use all of our good people in the couple roles and then, like, I don't know, you get weaker as it goes on. Mm-hmm. Like, you see that in other shows and other places. We've done it before. And everyone in this is so strong.
Yeah.
So it's like, doesn't matter how big the role is, how small the role is, they're going to make it known that they're there. They're going to be a presence. So I'm really, really excited for that.
Especially with 9 main roles.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You don't realize how much 9 is until you have to fill every role, you know?
Yeah. Then Herod, we have Steven, a new guy, a newcomer. He came Tuesday as we were wrapping up.
Yes.
We weren't expecting anyone else. And he came up and like, hey, I'm going to audition for King Herod. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So much fun. That song is so ridiculous and over the top. Mm-hmm. And he really he put a smile on all of our faces. So
yeah.
Like that, there it is. He made our job easy there. And that's what is hard about auditions. That we can get into with you right now is having a poker face throughout all of them. Because when you hear Gethsemane 500 times, then like when somebody hits a note or somebody does something different or does it right, like the way you're picturing it, it's hard not to crack a smile.
Yeah.
So how was that for you? Like just not showing your emotion at all?
I was pretty fine for like most of it. But like you said, like there are a couple times where there are a couple of moments where like you want to smile because it's going well, but like just in general too, like it's such a surreal feeling of like this is happening and like these people are here to like audition for a show. They want to be in the show that like I have such an attachment to, and it just like that surreal feeling of like yeah, this is actually like happening right now. Like I had a couple times of those where I had to like not smile, just getting caught up in the moment. But for the most part, I thought I was pretty good at like keeping a poker face.
Yeah, I didn't see you because you were sitting in front of me.
Yeah,
but I mean, I assumed you did fine with that. But it's definitely challenging because you want, and it's tough because like even for the people you don't know, you want to like acknowledge that they just did a good job.
Yes,
and you can't at all. You're just like,
I know.
All right, cool, nice, and then they leave.
Yeah, we talked about that, I think, before auditions, that, like, in between, and it's tough for us, because, like, we had a couple early auditions, and, like, those were my first ones,
yeah.
And it's, like, after you hear it, you, like, I don't know, the natural instinct is to clap,
yep.
like to give them something because they just sung this whole song for you. But we just got to sit there and be like, yep, thank you. Yep. Bye.
Yeah. Do you ever say anything else or are you really just like, thank you?
What I usually say is, all right, great job. Thank you. We'll let you know about callbacks. Have a great night.
Yeah. Keep it short.
And that's pretty much it. Yeah. I would love to get into depth, go into depth and like talk about what they just did. Yeah. And like, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? But you just can't. You can't. And it really, truly, auditions are one of the most humbling experiences ever. Because as a director, as someone, like, you haven't directed before, but coming into it, we talked about people like, well, what about this person? We saw shows. What about this person? And it's always like, no, maybe, like, they're just different for this part.
Yeah.
Then these people come and audition and make you look like a fool.
Yeah.
Make you look like you don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, the coolest thing ever. Like, when it happens to me, it doesn't hurt my ego at all. I'm like, that's awesome.
And like, awesome. We both want everyone to do well.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, then we don't have a show.
Yeah.
So, like, we're never, like, holding anything against or, like, going to be like, oh, I hope we're right about this or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's like, I hope everyone can prove me wrong and, like, come out and be Ted Neely. Yeah. You know, like, that's, like, important for us because we need to have the best show possible in every position.
Yeah. Well, it's like our Jesus. I want to talk about him once we get to him. But, like, there's a kind of experience that happened there. Annis, we have John, who's also our swing. John did a great job. I think he's going to have a lot of fun with that. He's also a newbie.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first time, we're having understudies because these vocals are grueling.
Yes.
So, God forbid anything happens, we have people ready to step up, and our understudies are two people we trust with our lives. Which is next up, Caiaphas / our Jesus understudy is Jared. Jared is somebody who I've only seen him do one musical before. He did Sweeney Todd and like helped make the set, helped do all that. I know he can act. I know all that. And I know he can sing. But all I've seen him do is like sing the judge part.
Yeah.
And then he sang in the Christmas concert. But, like a Christmas song is not going to show anyone's vocal range even slightly. He came out. And auditioned for this and was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He had a phenomenal audition. So, Jared, if you're listening, I just can't stress enough how I don't know. It was a fantastic, fantastic audition.
Yeah. Really impressive.
Really, very impressive. I was so surprised with everybody who came out.
Yeah.
Because, like, you listen to the song. How do you sing that song?
Mm-hmm.
How do you sing any of these songs from this show? It's, like, so... Everyone said, Sweeney Todd's hard, Sweeney Todd's hard. It made more sense to me than this makes sense. Because it's like, yes, that's crazy, and like, but like, it still seems singable to me.
Yeah.
It all seems singable. This doesn't seem singable.
It's just like, you know, Gethsemane, a couple of the Jesus parts, heaven on their minds. Like, Jesus and Judas have it rough, and then like everyone else, it's, you know, it's a cakewalk.
Yeah, I mean, you can see how somebody could sing other parts, but like,
for Jesus
auditioning
and Judas,
with Gethsemane or heaven on their minds. Like,
it's hard.
How do you sing this? How and that was our worry coming into it. How do we find somebody that can sing this?
Yeah.
And everybody we know that came in and sang with those, sang them.
Yeah.
And they hit the notes.
Yeah.
And they had the feeling. So, like, this audition process was crazy because, one, we got proved wrong by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I told everyone. I came on this podcast and was like, we're probably going to have to, like, look to all these new places to find people who can sing these songs. And I look like an idiot. Because everyone we know came and hit that hit that bar. So, like, super impressed with everyone who auditioned. Super proud of everyone who auditioned. Because, like, good for you.
Yeah.
I would never get up and sing a song like that. That's, like,
even though you can
sing. That's just not true. That's genuinely not true.
Jesus understudy number two.
No. No.
Hey, if it had to happen.
No. If it had to happen, no.
I heard him last night. He can sing it.
No. Then we go into Pilate / our Judas understudy, which is Sean Ward.
Yep.
I mean, Sean's going to kill the role.
Yeah.
I love the role of Pilot.
Yeah, Pilot's a great part.
Yeah.
He has that presence.
Oh, yeah.
He has the voice.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to hear him.
Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun. And to be a understudies have, like, the biggest role of the whole thing. Cause, like, you have to be ready at any minute.
Yeah.
Anything could happen at any minute. And you got to be ready to go. You have to learn your part and learn their part.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful that we have these two guys that we can trust with whatever we need to trust them with.
Yeah.
And that they're going to kill their roles. And yeah. And I talked to Jared about it. Like, I hate Caiaphas in every version. Every version out there, they just don't do the character justice at all. So I want to make sure that he gets a fair, like make this the best Caiaphas that's out there. It's such a wasted role every time. Everything we've watched, every time you listen to it, it's such a wasted role. And it's like, yeah, okay, he sings low, great, but like, what else can he do?
Mm-hmm.
And show the emotion, which is something that we've talked about till we're blue in the face,
yeah.
Is we have to show the emotion and show, I don't know, that there's actual story to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, their characters like are doing it for a reason. Like, yeah. Listen to the lyrics. Like, the song is like intimidating. It's supposed to be like antagonistic in a way, but like, if you listen to what they're saying, they're afraid that like, if Jesus keeps going, if they crown him king, then the Romans are going to step in because they're occupied. You know, yeah. The Romans are ruling over everyone. They're going to step in and just commit mass genocide. And yep. I believe historically, like it recently happened, like before Jesus, like where they were, like I think they crucified like a bunch of peasants and stuff because of like rebellious nature. So like the Romans would not be afraid to just step in if like they crown someone king and be like, yeah, you're done, and just commit like crazy genocide,
right?
And so like for Caiaphas and Annas, who are like the leaders of the people, like they need to protect them.
Yeah.
And so like they are doing it out of a place of like, if we don't, we might all die.
Yeah.
And which is like intense, you know.
And that's another thing that we talked about real big into this is like, there is no bad guy,
correct,
coming into it.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to say Judas is a bad guy, Caiaphas is obviously a bad guy, right? No.
Pilate.
There is no bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pilate, definitely not a bad guy. Nope. Like, and it's in all of their songs.
Yeah.
Jesus, obviously not the bad guy.
Yeah.
But he's not 100% good. And that's what's so great about this story is that it's like, here we're showing Jesus as a man.
Yes, his human flaws, his moments of weakness.
That's what he is.
Yes.
Like, and that's, so I'm so excited to tackle all that and show like, no, this story is so much deeper than you ever thought.
Because mm-hmm.
there isn't a bad guy.
No.
There isn't. And that's so cool. Like, when you just have a black cat of a story, it's like, cool. Like, all right, we hate this guy, we like this guy. It's not this. And it's so deep. And you listen to it, it's in the lyric.
It's, everything's there.
We're not changing a darn word. It's all there. So I'm so excited. And, like, these are actors.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're going to be able to handle it. And I can't wait to really, like, just get into it and,
yeah.
and dive in with all of them. Be like, all right, get across that you're not bad at all.
Right.
And that's going to be tough for somebody like Caiaphas where it's like, okay, obvious bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not a bad guy. It's all there.
Yeah,
all there. Very excited to talk with all of them.
I know.
And, like, I want to pull them aside and just really like have this conversation with them.
Yeah, and it's important like they all understand because it's so easy to sing it in the wrong inflection.
Yeah,
to sing it like the wrong way.
Yep.
There are so many times back and forths where like. If you sing Jesus a certain way, then it makes him seem antagonistic towards Judas, or it seems like he doesn't care, or, you know, X, Y, Z. Same with every other character.
Yeah.
And, like, for what we're going for, like, it's crucial that, like, they know what they have to do and how to sing it, like, each way, because if you don't, it changes everything.
Yeah.
It's so easy to, like, and you see that in every other version. Like, you sing it a different way, and it changes the meaning of the character. It changes
right.
their wants and their desires, because now it seems like they want this instead of wanting that because of how they sang a line.
Yeah.
And it's crazy the power everything holds.
Yeah.
And that, so explaining that, it's going to be fun just letting everyone know, like, this is what we can do if we all do it together.
Yes. This is a path that we're going to take.
Yeah.
And ours is going to be different because we're just going to tell the story how it's meant to be told.
Yeah, and it's going to sound great too, which is
absolutely. Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's not like we're sacrificing
no.
you know
yeah.
the music. We're getting the music and we're getting the story because it's all there.
Yeah.
It's just like how we present it through actions and through their inflections and singing.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I'm very excited to just talk with them and like
yeah.
I'll talk with them all night if we want to.
I know, yeah. I'd love to do a deep dive.
Yeah. Then we have Mary, who is Michaela. Michaela has been... her first show was Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And since she found out we were doing Superstar, we knew that she wanted the role of Mary. She's made it very obvious, like, hey, I would love that. And we had this discussion, and I told her this. I'm like, we had a discussion saying, like, no, let's just make sure we're not going to put her in this role because
yeah,
we know that she wants it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be easy just, oh, everyone wants this role. Let's just plug them in, right? No. So... we watched her audition, and she asked if her audition was surprising, and it wasn't because I knew she could sing. Like, I knew she had a very good voice. But it was, I guess, a little more eye-opening. I guess, like, this whole audition process was more eye-opening.
Yeah.
To see everybody's range. Because, like, you can, it's easy to get stuck in, like, all right, well, they could do a very musical piece. Everyone we have can sing a musical song. Pick any song from Joseph, they can sing it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take, like, all right, now let's do, like, this rock show. Can you sing that? Every single one of them proved that they could. So, like, awesome. Like, that is, like, the coolest thing ever. And she killed the audition. She had a fantastic audition. We re-listened to it after we had the discussion. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. So, like, yeah.
Yeah. And that's always scary, too. It's, like, because you know the disappointment. If, like, if she sucked, she's not going to get it, you know? Like,
absolutely, right.
I don't care if you're my best friend, you know? You're not going to get Jesus because you like the show, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's scary, too. Like, knowing that you might disappoint people. But she was great. And I'm excited to see what she does with it.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, her first, you know, big role.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because she, like you said, she was in Sweeney Todd, and then she was just in Spiral, but, like...
She was in...
Treasure Island, too.
Oh, Treasure Island, yeah. But we always knew, like, she could sing really well, and...
Yeah.
But this is her being able to show that she can also act at the same time.
Yeah. Yes. Which she did in her audition, which, again, like, I don't know if people are listening to the podcast. I don't want to give myself all the credit.
There were a lot of people who were acting.
There was a lot of acting at audition.
I noticed that, because I listened to it before... And there was a lot of acting in the auditions. So
warmed my heart.
Yeah, I'll give you credit.
It really warmed me because, like, that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
You could suck at singing, but if you make me feel something, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're sitting here. And we have the greatness of them not sucking at singing and making you feel something.
Yeah.
So, like, whoopty-frickin-do. Look what we got here.
We're cooking, man.
Yeah.
We're cooking.
Okay. Now we have Judas, who we have Trevor Stone in. I'm going to give props to Carla, and I already told Trevor this. Carla's a big Trevor fan. I mean, Trevor's voice is fantastic. I love a voice. I say this all the time. I love a voice that you can hear in every corridor of that building. We have great acoustics.
Yeah.
So, like, if you can get your voice up and out, then it'll catch everything. He has a way of just projecting his voice. It just, like, the building just takes it and throws it everywhere. And it's, like, it's incredible. It's incredible. When you can sit there and you hear every word and you feel every word and there's power behind every word, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's saying Heaven on Their Minds. That's his audition. And what I loved about it was the power and the attitude behind every line. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, he's not a bad guy, but that's not – you can't sing that song as, like, a lullaby or something. Like,
right.
There's attitude to it.
Yeah.
And the way that he said it and the way that he sang it, I was like, that's all – I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. He just fills it all. And, like, going into it, you know, you don't know. Like, he was Anthony last year, which is such a different role.
Yeah.
It where it's the slow, pretty, beautiful singing, and then you have rough, tough, fast Judas, you know, who's – you know, belting out at Jesus. Like, it's so different. And I talked to you about it, like, how it's difficult for me to, like, imagine or, like, visualize people singing other songs. You know, you hear people sing something and you can't really, like, picture them or, like, hear them singing anything else.
Yeah.
And that's how I was with Trevor. Like, I don't know how he could sing it. And when he sang it, I was like, okay,
yeah.
He's got it.
Yeah,
he's incredible.
That's a great point, because we're going to go – if I see you audition and I've seen you in another show or dealt with you in another show, like, that's what comes to mind first.
Right.
And you're right. Anthony was a completely different role, not even close.
Mm-hmm.
He's singing a beautiful ballad up there.
Yeah.
And then now he's singing a rock song.
Yeah.
And, like, and killed it.
Twice the tempo or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it, crazy.
Which, again, like, coming into it, we talked about it. I talked about it with Taylor. I'm like – I hope that our people step up and can do it and are capable, but I don't know that. I can't say that I know that they can for a fact. And each and every one of them did. Like, they've been singing rock songs their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, just, like, shout out to everyone who I know already, just because I know how they sing and all that. They just blew my socks off.
Yeah.
Truthfully. So, like, it was a great – these were probably the best auditions I've ever sat on for a musical. I've been watching them since – Beauty and the Beast only, so that's like four or five, whatever. But everyone was so good. Everyone was so talented. Everyone gave it their all. Everyone was acting. So it's like, this is what you want, that where you have options and you can move people and make different interesting casts. Because what I love to do after a show is over is be like, all right, now what could I have done differently? Like, do an alternate casting. This, we had like 5 billion avenues to go, and we hit the right one. Like, I'm very confident we hit the right one. But it's just always interesting when you have so many great people. Like, it's a puzzle.
Yeah.
You got to find who's going to look best together, who's going to work best together. And they all just – they all proven us wrong, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Love that. And then Jesus, we have Lucas Smith, who is a newcomer to us, certainly not a newcomer to the area. He's done a lot of work around the area. And I'm going to have him on the podcast at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
You're Jesus Christ, and the show is Jesus Christ Superstar. So I want to tell the story when he's on again, but I'm going to tell it now, too. We saw Spelling Bee at Rocking Horse, and going into it, I saw it twice, and going into it, I was like, it's not the best show to pick people for Jesus Christ Superstar. Spelling Bee is fun and goofy and just a great time. Superstar is serious. It's rocky. It's still a great time, but it's like apples and oranges. So at intermission, I text Trevor, like, I want all these people. I want to work with them at some point.
Yeah.
And I think it was when you were there when I texted him, or I was with Jenna or somebody, and I turned over and I'm like, it's a shame that we're doing Jesus Christ Superstar, because these people, I would love to have like enough parts for like everyone in this cast to like fill out, because they're all fantastic. And also, Spelling Bee's very much not a rock show, so I really was like, these are not rockers. Then we're leaving the one time, and I pass this guy who played William Barfay. If you know the show, he's just a goof. He's
magic
a nerd.
Magic Foot.
He sings Magic Foot. He's really just this nerd, this goofy nerd who's saying, Magic Foot. Like, up
Barfay.
There, it's crazy. Not Jesus Christ even slightly.
No.
Not a rock star even slightly. They're like, this guy's a loser, right? He's a loser. And I pass him, and I'm like, oh, great job. We shake hands. Not knowing that the universe was setting up for months later for me to shake his hand again before he goes on the stage and murders Gethsemane in front of all of us and becomes our Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Never in my mind did I think that that would ever compute.
No.
And he was phenomenal.
Yeah. That was one of them where it's, I'm trying not to smile.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's Jesus Christ right there.
Yep.
Like, it's crazy.
And just like, again, like one of those humbling moments where I'm like, I pass this guy because I'm like, you just played a nerd. Your voice is like,
yeah,
that's not Jesus. You are not Jesus.
But that's like what we talked about. Like, you can't picture.
No,
you can't picture their voices.
I certainly could not picture his voices as Jesus.
Yeah, me neither.
And then he came and he killed it.
Yeah, absolutely murdered.
Absolutely killed it. So like, I humbled.
Yeah. And it's so exciting, too, because like, that's his audition. And like you said, we could open with that. And we'd be happy.
Yeah.
You know, like that would get an ovation. If we have 2 months to make it even better.
Yeah.
Which we're going to do. And like, it's going to bring the house down.
That's what's so great about this
cast. And
that's
really, it's exciting.
Yeah. This cast and this show, it's not a Sweeney where it's like, all right, let's really put the work in here and make it look really special. This is simple blocking. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get crazy with the blocking. We're not going to get crazy with props, with costumes, with set pieces. We're not going to get crazy with any of it. It's very reliant on their voices.
Yep.
And we could open tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be happy with every single person who auditioned in their role. They would bring the house down.
Yeah.
And like you said, we got 2 months to make it even better.
Mm-hmm.
So this show is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Our ensemble's fantastic. I can't wait to hear them all together.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Very, very excited. And just to see everyone.
Yeah.
And Taylor had a really great idea, not just for a musical, but for everything. I'd love to get into this, where she's like, let's just have a get-together so everyone gets to know each other.
Yeah.
And that's so important. Like, and something that you don't even think about in theater. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to spend the next 2-3 months with these people, and I don't really know them. It's like, let's have that moment where we can get together and know each other. So I'm excited for that. Excited to just walk around and talk to everyone and learn about everyone. Because you don't get time to do it when you're like, all right,
yeah,
let's sing.
We're right into it, you know?
Right. So I'm so excited. I'm really, really excited. We have our first rehearsal on Tuesday.
Yeah, read-through.
Read-through. That's the first one of, I don't know how many we're going to have. You know how many?
It's three a week for the next, like, 7 weeks or something. So, I don't know, 21-ish, probably.
Okay. Not bad, but also, like,
yeah,
21. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
No.
When you think about it.
It never is.
No.
It
never is. And it's gonna be a kick-butt show. Really, really excited.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Anything else on the show?
I could talk about it forever.
I know.
You know?
That's yeah. We're going to have you on again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have Taylor on with you so we can get some of Taylor's ideas, because Taylor's been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor had to step up because we had a change in music director, and Taylor is absolutely phenomenal. I cannot thank her enough for everything she's done and everything she's doing. And I can't wait to work more with her.
Yeah.
She's just an awesome, awesome person and calm.
Yeah.
Like, you and I are alike, where we're like, we'll get fired up. We'll get passionate about something. And she's always just calm. And she's,
you need that person.
Absolutely. She'll be great. And like, Sean was great with me. Like, I always get fired up. I'm rarely at a level one. I'm always fired. So, Sean was great with that. Taylor's going to be incredible with that. She already has been. So can't wait to work with her. Well, once we're a little further along in the rehearsal process, we'll bring you guys on and see where we're at.
Yeah.
I hope we had a couple of Sweeney episodes where I came on and I'm like, it's hopeless. It's over. What are we doing? Hopefully that's not what it is.
Yeah, hopefully not. I don't foresee that happening, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah. I think that was just a combination of massive set, massive props, massive costumes.
Yeah.
Massive cast.
Yeah.
It's very cast reliant, very vocal reliant. So, our work's cut out for us there. But we're really relying on our leads, and we have a great cast, as you just heard. So, I'm hyped.
I know. I'd like to share how I got into this show, if that's okay,
yeah,
and like how we got
it.
How we got to here. Because, like, there's a lot that, like, happened where it's like, it really is crazy that we're even here right now. Like, in the spot, because, like, I don't know, just a lot happened. So, like, I started with the show 10 years ago. My mom showed it to me and at my house, and I don't remember it. I don't remember anything about it.
Was it the movie?
It was the movie. It was the 73 okay. movie. And I must have just, like, walked away or whatever, because, like, I don't remember watching it. You know, I'm in my own house. I'm getting distracted. A couple months later, we watched it in religion class. Right before Easter, because they're doing penance, and so our religion teacher had it on. I want to reach out and have her come to this.
Who is the teacher?
Miss Larson.
Miss Larson.
Yes. So I'd love to have her and, like, be like, you really helped me get here.
Yeah.
It'd mean a lot if you see this. But that was the first time, like, we're in school, so, like, you're sitting down and you have to watch it. And I don't remember, like, feeling really connected to it at first. I remember just watching it and being like, you know, this is kind of goofy. And I know, like, religion.
Yeah.
I have the Lego brick Bible that I would read. And that, I had, like, an interest in, like, religion. And, like, I'm not, like, super religious, but, like, knowing, like, the stories and stuff and, like, the characters. And so, like, I remember being engaged in, like, that sense. I remember during Heaven on Their Minds when Judas says that he's been Jesus' right-hand man. I remember being like, no, you're not, dude. Like that's like Peter or John, you know, like biblically Judas was not like the right hand man.
Right.
So I remember being engaged, but I don't remember like being really connected to it until the last song or one of the last songs, Superstar. When I saw Superstar, that was it for me. Like, that's where I fell in love with the show. Like, I love 70s and 80s music. And like, that song is just the most 70s thing you'll ever see in your life. It's so just crazy. And watching the movie too, like they're all in the 70s garb and like there's disco lights and stuff. It's just the craziest thing you'll ever see. And I loved it. And so like after I saw it, I wanted to do it. I wanted to do the show and I wanted to be Judas so I could do just Superstar. You know, I wanted to like do Superstar. And so I learned like all of the Judas parts, like everything from Heaven on Their Minds to like the smaller like dialogues and like What's the Buzz or The Last Supper and stuff. I learned everything. And around that time too, like my friend AJ and Andrew, they were both into it. they were both into the show. And I don't know, like, if it was, like, me that, like, pushed them towards, or if, like, they naturally, like, enjoyed it, right, too. But, like, either way, like, we were talking about it at lunch, and, like, it became, like, a niche thing between us, sort of like how the rats have Ratatouille.
Yeah, yeah.
That was, like, our thing, was, like, Jesus Christ Superstar, and, like, we were AJ would do, like, the high note at lunch and stuff. And every sleepover, we would watch it, and it became, like, a tradition. And, like I said, I didn't really care for, like, the rest of it. It was mainly just that song.
Yeah.
But, like, the more that we watched it, the more, like, I listened to it, like, the more I fell in love with it. It like, kept growing. And so, like, I wanted to do it seventh and eighth grade, and that obviously didn't happen. But, like, could you imagine, like, middle schoolers doing Jesus Christ Superstar?
That would be
the worst thing ever.
That'd be awful.
That'd be horrible. And I can't sing. Like, I really cannot sing. And I wanted to be Judas. So it's like, if we did do it, I would have auditioned. I would not have gotten Judas. I promise you that. Like,
right.
And so I would have been disappointed. So it was a good thing that it didn't happen there. And like, in high school, too, I wanted to do it. And they did Godspell and, like, Joseph there at O'Hara. And so I'm like, okay, maybe there's a chance we do it. They didn't do it. And when DJ moved to O'Hara in sophomore year, I don't remember when I told you about it. It was pretty early on, because you, like, talked about having the theater and stuff, and I was like, you got to do Jesus Christ Superstar. You got to do Jesus Christ Super someday. And he goes, like, yeah, I love it. I my mom always wants to do it. It would be such a cool show. Like, we got to do it someday. And I'm like, yes, dude, please. Please do it. And so, like, by 2020, when we're graduating, I got to see it live for the first time. It was the tour that we saw in Shays last month. It was the same production, different cast, but same production. And it was like a couple weeks before COVID. So because of COVID, it delayed everything. And I remember in 2020, like, being at your house, and you're like, I got something to tell you about the theater. And I'm like, did you put in for are we doing Jesus Christ Superstar? And you're like, yeah, we put in for it. And I was so excited. I'm like, this is it. You know, this is when we're going to do it. And we didn't do it because of COVID, because it kept pushing it back. And it got pushed back, you know, till now, the 4 years, the tour has been going on because of COVID, because of rescheduling and stuff. And every year you've been, like, transparent about putting in for it.
Yeah.
Trying to get it.
You got denied in 2020.
Yeah.
And we can, like, cause when we were getting the music for it, you see it just sitting there, like, denied 2020 or something.
Yeah. And I think 2021 and 2022, maybe you were transparent. You're like, yeah, we put in for it. It's just still touring. We can't. And then 2023, in, like, the build up to like the reveal and stuff, you're still like, yeah, we put in for it. We haven't gotten it. And I remember they were adding dates for the tour. Like, they were adding, like, the Buffalo one, and, like, where they ended it, they're still adding it. And I remember being like, we're not going to get this. We're not going to get it. I'm going to have to wait 2 years, which, like, that's something you don't realize, too.
Yeah.
Is, like, when you put in for something, it's not, like, just a one-year thing if you don't get it. It's 2 years. Like, if you didn't get it this year, we wouldn't be doing it until at least 2025.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Okay.
So I'm like, dude, I'm going to have to wait until 2025 to do this show. And, like, in the buildup, during Here We Sit, I had a jacket, Jesus Christ Superstar jacket, and I think it was, like, the last Sunday or whatever, and your dad comes up to me and he goes, oh, is that Jesus Christ Superstar? And I'm like, yeah, I like, it's my favorite. And he goes, yeah, that's a show that I'm really interested to do, like, real sus.
Yeah, yeah.
And here I am thinking, like, he's, like, saying, like, yeah, we put in for it, we're not going to be able to do it, but, like, acknowledging that, like, we put in for it, and I'm like, yeah, I wish we could do it. Like, it just completely going over my head, because we had gotten it,
yeah,
you know? And, like, for the reveal, the posters, DJ needed help because we're going to do posters for the reveal, and he called us in, and we're drawing, he drew a question mark on the musical, because he's like, yeah, I don't have anything.
Yeah, and we're going to have to announce that we just don't have a musical yet.
Yeah, and so I'm like sold on the fact that, like, we're not going to do it. And on the podcast that night, one of the last things I said, I was like, we need to do Jesus. Like, I want to do Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
And you looked me dead in the eyes and you're like, I would love to, but I don't think we're ever going to get it. At like the point that he had already had it, because this was like the day before the reveal.
Yep.
And you're sitting there looking at me like, yep, we're not going to, like, we don't have it. And I'm just like, come on, man.
And then That's true. It's all on recording.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that. He
looked me dead in the eyes and said, I would love to do Jesus Christ Superstar, but it's just never going to stop touring.
Never
and I'm
trust
like,
the word I say.
And I'm sitting there going like, man. Also, like, in our group chat, like, we have a group chat like of our friends, and like the only musical person or like theater person, I guess, is Ryan, who's in it, like me, DJ Ryan, and then like all my other buddies are like not musical or theater except Calvin. And DJ's asking Calvin in our private like group chat like musical suggestions after you had Jesus Christ Superstar. So he's like really selling this. And I remember being like, yeah, we put in for Jesus Christ Superstar, but we didn't get it. And I remember you being like, dude, you can't say that to our group chat. And I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter. We didn't get it. Because you had, like, sold it that we were not getting it. That you're asking Calvin for, like, musical suggestions and stuff in front of me. And it was just everything, like, went right to, like, sell it. And even, like, the Monday of when they're setting up the reveal, I asked if you needed help setting stuff up because they're building everything. And he just didn't respond.
Yeah.
He just didn't text back. I'm like, I guess I don't need to come back.
Because I was like, I can't say no, because you know I wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
And I needed you the whole time. I'm like, I need Calum to fill one of these spots, because we did, like, the holes in the ground and everything up. I'm like, I need him to, like, bring something out, but we can't have him.
Yeah.
So Carla, like, double-dutied something. She had to crawl under the stage and, like, move around. Ryan double-dutied something just to get around you finding out that we had this.
Yeah. I'm sitting there. I'm like, wow, guess he doesn't need me or whatever. And that night too, I had gotten the artistic director plaque for you, for your desk or for your office. And so I was picking out a shirt with Mike for his graduation before. And I'm like, I'll get there late and then I'll put the thing on the door while like they're talking or whatever, just so that like no one knows like I'm doing that.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I'm sitting in the parking lot at like 6:30 or whatever, like talking to Mike. Cause I'm like, I'll be there a little late. And I get a car from like either you or Carla. And they're like, hey, where are you? I'm like, at the mall? And they're like, you're going to be here soon?
I remember. Yeah, we were like waiting.
And I'm like, you guys can just start without me. Like, I don't need to be there. Like, please, it's fine. And they're like, no, you should like be here or something like along the lines. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I'm driving over there and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out like what it is. And there was something like a couple years ago where like made me think maybe I won something.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense. Cause I knew what was happening and I'm like, this doesn't add up. I'm like, maybe I was getting like lied to or like, I was trying to like figure out like what's happening here. Why do they need me? And I don't know. I didn't put it together, but I was like, that's weird. And I got there and I'm like, you guys could have just started without me. Cause everyone's waiting for me.
Carly's
like sitting at the door and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, just start.
Well, she was also doing double duty for that. Cause I didn't know about the artistic director thing.
Yeah.
You didn't know about Superstar.
Yeah.
She knew about both of them.
Yeah.
So I think what she was going to try to do is spin it. Like, we need Calum here so we can have your plaque, but we need him here so he can see Superstar. But she couldn't tell me that we needed you here for the plaque. And I couldn't tell you that we needed you here.
That's crazy. It gets better because like when I get there, I talk to your dad and I'm like,
yep, this is what I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. I talk to your dad. And I'm like, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to put that on the plaque like while you're talking or whatever. And like, no one's going to notice. He's like, all right, cool. So he starts talking. I go downstairs and I put on the plaque. While I'm downstairs, your dad goes on stage and goes, yeah, and we have a big musical in the summer, a really super big musical that like we've been wanting for a long time. Like the most obvious thing ever that had I been upstairs, I would have been like, DJ told me like yesterday that we did not have anything, that like we did not have a musical.
We did not have a musical at all.
This guy's been telling me that like we did not have anything, that we would have to delay the announcement. And your dad goes on stage like, yes, we have a musical. So like the fact that I was downstairs for that is like that's like divine intervention.
Yeah.
That like I'm down there putting it on. And then I come upstairs. We get to the music section where like you're playing all the different music. And, like, after the first song, I didn't realize this until, like, recently, but, like, people started clapping after the first song.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's weird, you know, because I thought it was, like, a delay thing. But now it makes sense because your dad told them that we had a musical.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone's clapping because they thought it was the actual musical, but I'm sitting there like, why is everyone clapping? Like, we don't have a musical, but I'm like, clapping along with them
right,
and stuff.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that's weird. But like, your dad literally told everyone, yes, we have something. And here I am thinking we don't have anything. And we go through everything. The curtains open. I hear the music. That was so exciting. I wish you had Tracy record my face, yeah. My reaction, because I would love to see myself. And I remember like wanting to like yell or something, but I didn't want to make a scene. I didn't want to like ruin it for other people. I just put my hands in the air and I went, yeah, baby, like under my voice.
I was so excited. And I remember squirming when my dad was saying that.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, Cal doesn't know. And I look around and you weren't there. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, he must be in the bathroom. Like,
yeah,
I'm getting saved because you have to pee or something. And you were putting that on. Thank the Lord.
Like, that's wow. Just, it's crazy. Like, and like your dad, like talking about it, like the week, like a couple of days before, like, yeah, it's always something I've, like, he was literally telling me we had it.
Yeah.
He was just straight up saying like, yes, we have Jesus Christ Superstar. But like the way like you had like sold it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, we don't have it.
Was your dad aware that you didn't want him to know?
I can't remember. I'm sure I told him. I remember being real stressed about that.
Yeah.
And we didn't have it for a while. Like, I was honest for a little bit. And then once we got it, I'm like, I'm going to tell him. Like, it just sprung on me. Like, we don't have it. I'm going to pretend we don't have it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get back to us for about 2 months. And we ordered it early. Like, we put in for it early. It was like maybe 2 months, and my dad's like, you got to pick a new musical. It's over. It's not happening. And he's like, all right, I'll call. Whatever, I'll call. And I wasn't even pushing him that hard. He's like, fine, I'll call. So he calls, and they're like, okay, yeah, let us check. They call back. He's like, oh, yeah, you got it.
Like, you couldn't have told us this 2 months ago?
Where was this? Like, who are you talking to? I want to know who they hung up to and called. They called Jesus Christ, be like, can we do your show?
Yo, Angel Lloyd Webber, what's up?
Like who are you speaking to that happened? Like, they check a calendar. Oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Like, absurd. But I remember as soon as I found out, I'm like, oh, I gotta take him for a ride here.
Yeah. And I was sold. I was actually sold. And I remember Tracy asking if I cried. There were a few, you know, I got teary eyed, did not cry, but there were some tears in the eye, you know. That it was really exciting for that.
Yeah.
And then a year later, or not a year later, like a couple months later, during Sweeney, you asked me to direct with you. And that was so exciting because, like, I didn't want to like ask, you know, because like it's not my place, you know. Mm-hmm. it's not my place to be like, hey, can I direct something with you?
Yeah.
But like it meant so much that, like, had you not, I probably would have like asked for like Christmas or something if I could do it with you.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I just wanted to be a part of it. And like I told you, like, even if I wasn't doing it, I still would do what I'm doing now, where like I'm going to like build the set and just like spend time there doing as much as I can.
Yeah.
I started like working on the poster like a week after it had got announced, like coming up with ideas and designs, because like that's something I wanted to do too, like make the poster and like be a part of it in like every single way possible, because like that's how much it means to me.
Yeah.
And like, had this, like, had COVID not happened or like anything gone different, like say you did in 2021 or whatever, or 2022, like your mom still would have been doing it.
Yes.
So, like, I wouldn't have gotten the opportunity. Or, like, even if it was, like, last year instead of Sweeney, I don't think you would have asked me, because, like, I was too new, you know? Like, I didn't have, like, as much experience.
Right.
Had this been, like, any later, like, I'm at, like, the point in my life where I'm going to get into, like full-time jobs and, like, be out of school and stuff. And, like, I don't know if I'd have the time to, like, go, like, on a Monday and, like, take down the whole set.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd have the time to put up, like, platforms by myself, you know? Like, it's, like, right at the perfect time where, like, this was it.
Yeah.
You know? And like, even you saying, like, at first, like, listening to the Brown album, you're like, I don't like this. Yeah. I do not like this. Had, like, we not gotten it this year, and like, say, you're putting in for it like now, and you're listening to the music, and you're only listening to the Brown album, you're like, this sucks, I'm not gonna do this.
Yep.
Like, we might never have gotten there.
If you took me to see it, we hadn't gotten it this year, and you took me to see it at Shays, I would not be doing it.
Yeah.
I would never do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, what you've done for me is huge for this play. And, like, that's why I asked you to help, because I just wasn't insanely into it at all. And I'm like, yeah, I don't need help directing. I know how to direct the show.
Right.
I've directed multiple shows. But I need passion. If you don't have passion for something, then it's not fun. If you've ever had to, like, write a paper or do something that you don't care about the topic, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's not a good experience. So I wasn't looking forward to doing it until you and I sat down and watched the one crappy version, and I saw it for the first time. I could see it, and like you pushing and like explaining different things to me, and like all these versions do this, but it's not really how it should be done.
Right.
That has helped me immensely create my vision for this show that I never thought I would have because mm-hmm. I never cared.
Yeah.
And if I didn't pick it, like, you're right. Everything just, like, kind of landed perfectly.
Yeah.
Had I thoroughly listened to it, I listened to it once at work. And, like, I got machine in yeah. my ear. Like, I can't actually hear what I'm listening to. So I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, fine. And picked it. Not thoroughly at all.
Yeah.
I definitely would not have picked it for next year if I haven't been putting the work in and finding out that there is a lot to love about it.
Yeah.
So what you've done for me mentally is huge for the show. And I'm very excited. And like what I was saying before was like to somebody asked, like, so like what is he going to be doing? I'm like, you're not so much there for the actors. You're there for me and you're there for the story.
Yeah.
Like you're going to keep the story on point no matter what. And like that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
That is like so important. I'd probably get lost. And be like, you know what? Screw it. Just sing.
Yeah.
You just sing.
And I told you that like early on, like we could set up a microphone on stage and people could walk up, like I didn't see Titanic, but like how you describe it.
Yeah.
Like you could just walk up, sing at the microphone and leave and people would come see it and like it.
Yeah.
If you had good singers, that's all you need to do. You don't need to do anything else.
Right.
And people would accept it because that's how it's been done, you know, so many times. And that's the situation it finds itself in because it was an album first, because it wasn't a show first. There is no book. So you could do these things where like, it's just a concert. It's just the music. You don't need the story and like people will still like it because that's what they were accustomed to, just listening to it.
Yeah.
So getting to do the story and getting to, you know, show what it's meant to be, that's where it's like exciting, you know.
Yeah.
Showing these characters and showing what they mean and their motives and their desires, you know, everything is just it's so important.
Yeah,
for everyone. And like I think that people who know it, who've seen it, will really like it because it like explores these different like paths that like the characters take.
And people don't like it, like me. Yeah. I can't sit down and watch a version of this and like give it a standing ovation.
Yeah,
I can't. I don't like any version that's out there. But I do like the meat. I do like the bones. I do like what there is to the story. So people who don't like it, see this one because mm-hmm. I think we can change your mind.
Yeah,
and. Not even, like, I want to say put a spin on it, but it's not really putting a spin on it. It's just getting the words out.
Yeah.
Making everything known that was written.
Yeah. So many times it's just ignored, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
It's more about the music, about sounding good, sort of like how you talked about Chase, but there's just so much more, like,
and
in
that's
the script.
And that's what I would have been focused on, and that's what I was focused on coming into it. So had I not asked you, I don't know that we'd have a deep summer like we're getting into.
Yeah,
we probably would have just had like sing.
And it's so exciting for me too, like that, like you're into it now, because like I knew you weren't into it for a long time.
Yeah.
And like it would have been fine, you know, we would have got to hear, and if you still weren't into it, like, you know, it would have been tough, because like I want people to be passionate about what I'm passionate about. I want you to like be excited for this, but I understand like it's not for everyone, and like I still would have had a fun time, and I still would have like given it my all, but like now that you see, like, you see what I see, you see, like, what it can be, what this should be, like, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And, like, you are excited for it, because, like, you can only get so far if, like, you don't care, you know?
Yeah.
It's so easy to just get tired or, like, give up on something, but, like, now you can, you see what is possible and how good it can be, because, it really is a powerful story. It's Shakespeare-esque, like, with how there is no bad guy, and like it's all about like how the different people love Jesus and how like they view Jesus and like the faults of Jesus and like the sick situation that like he knows that Judas has to do this thing and Judas thinks he's helping him but he's not and he's getting him killed, you know. It's just so powerful, like
so many layers to everyone in this story. Like I don't know why this isn't a play.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is out there and I'm ignorant, but it's you could put on a 4-hour play of just this story, and like there's so many, like the Bible's so much deeper, and like you said before, like I'm not a religious person, mm-hmm. But the stories in the Bible are like sick.
Yeah.
These are cool stories. Like, this is like, it's like reading a script. Like, you pull a script out and like adventure and backstabbing and all that. Like, this is cool. And this story has so much of that. If this were a play, I think it would be like one of the deepest things. Everyone would be putting it on to showcase how good their actors are.
Yeah.
And it is a play. It's a play with music now. So like, that's what I really want to get through everyone's head. It's like,
yes,
it is a musical, but like, it's a play with singing.
Yeah. Like, you have Jesus, who's divine, but like, is showing his human flaws and like his anxiety that like he needs to die in order to complete this master plan. But like, being a human, like, you're scared.
Yeah.
You're scared. You're like, every human is afraid of dying. And like, despite him like knowing like this is what needs to be done, this is like, if he is God and like he's just going to go up to heaven after, you know, he's still scared. Mm-hmm. And like, taking that out on people, because you look at the Bible and like, he's only pure. You know, you don't see like his human side. You don't see his like faults or whatever. And some versions do that too much, where they try to make him too innocent. You know, they try to make him like too fixated on Jesus being perfect.
Right. Like, this is none of this is my
none
fault.
Of this is yeah. Like,
but it is,
and it's okay. Yeah. It's okay for him to be like anxious and upset. And with Judas too, like, they love each other like brothers. You know, like, they care about each other, and Judas is being used. You know, he's getting manipulated by like the Holy Spirit in this case, and he's truly like thinks like, I need to turn him in so he is arrested so I can save his life, because he sees what the Pharisees sees.
Yeah.
He sees that like, if he does not and they crown him king, they will all die. Right. Like, every single one of them is going to die if he does not do anything. So he's trying to like get him just arrested.
Yep.
He just wants him arrested. He does not realize that they're going to crucify him.
Yeah.
And so like, his realization of A, he just got his best friend killed trying to save him, and B, that he was just used in that process, like, that's horrible. And then he can't live with himself.
Yeah.
You know, like, it really is like Shakespeare, just an insane tragedy. And then Jesus dying at the end, this script does not have a resurrection. The script does not give you an epilogue. Jesus dies and that's it. You're left with haunting music and nothing. And like, that's so powerful. Like, this is truly a tragedy. Like, Romeo and Juliet does not have a happy ending, and neither does this.
Right.
And like, that's what's cool about it too, is like, you can, if you believe in God and Jesus and everything, you can come to this and you can say, after the curtain closes, after Jesus gets carried off, 3 days later he comes back from the dead and he rises. But if you don't, if that's not what you believe, you can come and watch this, see him die, and say, that's the end.
Right.
That's it. That's all there is. He died there, and that's where he died. He never came back. He isn't God. And that's what's so cool about it. It's not trying to be a propaganda for Jesus or an anti-propaganda against Jesus. You know, it's showing like, he is man. He has flaws. And you can pick. You get to choose the ending, which a lot of versions don't do either.
Right, which is something that's really important, because it's like, we're going to tell the story that you and I were given.
Yes.
This is a script that we were given. We're telling this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to add, oh, yeah, by the way, he resurrects. Like, again, like you said, if that's where you are, then yeah, then he resurrects. Then you know what happens.
Yeah.
And we don't have to spell that out for you.
Right.
But it's like A Christmas Carol. They don't show Scrooge die.
Exactly.
And live happily ever after. They don't show that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to believe that, if you want to believe he turns right back into a grouch the next day after, you believe that. You believe whatever you want, but this is the story I was given. This is what we're doing. And I love that, because it is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And the last image that you see is unbelievable.
Yeah, and like, we saw at Shays, they do something where they have Jesus and Judas stand next to each other, and that with the light-up cross, and that sort of implies the resurrection. And like, I don't want to imply the resurrection. I don't want to push it too much, because like, then everyone's going to say, oh, that's them showing the resurrection. Like, I think it's so much more powerful with just nothing on, like, this is it. He died, and that is it.
We black out at the end of it,
and then
once the curtain call thing happens, and the show's over.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, there is no implication. They aren't saying, like, oh, okay, they're trying to show the resurrection. It's like, no, you want to believe it, go ahead.
Yeah.
You don't want to believe it, that's the show.
Right.
That's it.
This is the story that we were given. We're telling a story. We're not pushing our beliefs on you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
You believe whatever the hell you want to believe in.
Yeah. And the script does is so particular with it. Like, you don't see him heal any of the lepers.
Right.
You don't see him, like, do any miracles. This is just human Jesus struggling. Yeah. And that's the point of it. It's not supposed to be, like, showing him raising from the dead or he heals all the lepers. You know, you see him get overwhelmed by the lepers. You see him... And his anxiety and his emotions, like, overcome him. And, like, that's what's, like, powerful about it. It's, like, this isn't a perfect person. He's got 30 people in front of him all begging for help. You're going to get stressed out, you mm-hmm. know? Like, and that's something that I think versions go too far one way or the other. And, like, there's a line in Gethsemane where originally it was written, God, thy will is hard, but you hold every card. And it's been changed to God... thy will be done, destroy your only son. And, like, that line change changes the implications.
It changes a lot.
Yeah, because now he is saying, like, you can make the inference that he's talking to God there, and, like, there is that divine connection, but, like, him explicitly saying, like, I'm your son, you know, that's
right.
That's a lot more than saying God holds every card, right?
Yeah.
In the original version, like, you can say that, like, yeah, he's just like a prophet, or like he has a spiritual connection to God, but like it's not necessarily means that he's divine, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what's interesting about it. Like, you can go the whole thing, and he doesn't have to be divine. You don't have to show him divine, and he doesn't have to not be divine. He could be divine as long as you show that he's a good person and that, like, he has flaws. That's the show. That's everything.
And that's all of Gethsemane. I think it's one of the great soliloquies if it was just written, like, without music. This guy's frustrated with God.
Yeah.
And, like, we've all been, you lose somebody. Like, why the hell? Yeah. Why? What's happening here? And that moment where he breaks down and he's talking with them and the song goes up and down. It's fantastic. And there's so many moments of like that, like same with Judas, when Judas has his breakdown.
Yeah.
He's upset with himself. He's upset with God. He's upset with everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's all there. You believe what you want to believe. We're telling the story. And I can't wait to get my mitts on it, get my mitts on these actors, and let's mold something beautiful here.
Yeah. There's so much to do, like, in the show. And I think that, like, with what we have, like, we can really make something great, you know,
making something special,
and
absolutely.
Like, leaving up for interpretation is just so important.
Yeah,
you don't need to spoon feed everything.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which so many versions do.
Yeah, there's so much more depth than other versions allude to
than any other version.
Yeah,
right.
Like, it's crazy how it's just so blank in every version.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, yep, rock singers, go ahead. Like, there's it's deeper, and that's something I didn't see.
Yeah,
I didn't see it until we sat down and we talked and we watched. Because it's not there, it's not present, but it will be present, and we'll have more on this the more weeks we go and work on it and figure it out. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Anything else from anyone?
I don't know.
No, I think Cal said it all.
Yeah, and then we'll have you back on. We'll talk more about it, break it down more once we do some more rehearsals and get into it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to get into it more.
You ever need a guest, let me know, because I can talk about this forever.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, that brings us to our other point. Sundays, we're going to be back on track, because we got to, like, produce episodes on time now. We've been getting real lax
off,
at that.
Yeah.
But we'll be back. There'll be an episode per week, so look out for us. And then June 14th, we announce our new season. So that Sunday after that, we'll be on here talking about the new season, breaking that down. Very, very excited for that. That's going to be...
Yeah, I'm excited.
Ooh, good season coming. The last episode that I talked about the season on, I made a huge change after that episode.
Oh, my God.
So now everything's locked into place. Everything is completely locked into place. We're ready to roll, and I'm so excited to see people's reactions. Like, that's what I try to think about in my head. Like, do we have a lineup where I can look at everyone's reaction and be like, yes, like, this is huge.
You need to get, like, a fan cam or something.
We do. Oh. Let's do it. Yeah. We tried it 1 year, but it was too dark.
Yeah.
We could bring some lights up this year, and we're doing the doors again. So we can have some lights up for that. Yeah, can't wait for that. Can't wait for more Superstar talk. Can't wait to work on it. I think that's all I got. That's all I got roaming around in my head. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I don't think so.
No. Closing remarks? No? Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Come see Jesus Christ Superstar. Opens July 25th. Runs through August what?
4th.
4th. Thank you, Callan, for coming on. And thank you for helping me create this crazy show we're about to embark on.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me to do everything.
Absolutely.
Because this really does mean a lot. More than words will describe.
Well, it's great to have you on. It's changed my perspective, and it's going to change a lot of people's perspective on this show. So your passion
your passion, like, just when someone's super passionate about it, it's contagious. So
yeah, hopefully everyone else in the cast gets behind it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Follow us on social media. Starry Night. Tracy is posting on Threads as well. We're out there. Yeah.
One more thing. What's the word of the day?
Nope.
I love you.
I'm here to bring the word of the day back.
Oh my God.
No. I'm not seeing that.
He does not have the app anymore.
Connection's breaking up. Up.
Oh. I'm sorry. I missed that because I was opening my extra large bag of popcorn.
Word of the day is rat.
Oh my God. Ew, there's something gross in that wrapper.
That's what happens. That's karma. Should have had your word of the day ready.
Nope. All right. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.